very quickly, I'm aware that there's a higher obligation, a higher evolved status that we're ready to claim. And it's the more that we can recognize that that's not only during channeling groups, that's occurring always, that really we're rising in our assembly, we're arising in our true nature, we're arising in our true power, we're arising in our true significance. So the more that we really feel like full speed ahead, like in other words, to really sort of recognize that we are ready, we are already ready. We are already ready. So that means that we're already in our higher responsiveness. We're already in our halo. We're already in 5D reality. We're already one with our higher self. So allow yourselves to receive that justification of love's arrival. So that justification is, I'm not being silly by hanging out in this higher authority, that I'm justified. In other words, I understand that I am that, that I already am my higher self. I already am Holy Spirit. I already am my I Am Presence. And so as we receive ourselves from this highest blessing, from this highest establishment, from this highest agreement, we allow ourselves that kindness of self. So that kindness of self is very significant because we've all been programmed that if we whip ourselves enough, if we're angry at ourselves enough, that this is like always the form of punishment that we're used to. It's sort of like, don't do that again. This is wrong. Think about that. Have your time out. Sit in isolation. So what we're really doing is reaching for the stars with delight. But remember the kindness. We're doing it with kindness towards self. We're doing it with love for self. We are not going to create love's arrival when we're not including love. So allow that love to be plentiful and allow that love to be like freely given. Freely given. When we think about like free love in the 60s, whatever, that was the beginning of this take back of love's arrival. In other words, love is the answer. Love is the power. Love is God's administration. So we want to remember that we, in essence, are God taking on this trial, taking on this symphony, taking on this broadcast. So we want to allow ourselves to merge, and we want to allow ourselves to interface, and we want to allow ourselves to explode. And so we want to allow ourselves to achieve our destiny. So when they said explode, it's like, just imagine you just became the universe. You just became all the stars. So if anyone happened to see the picture of the group announcement, they had me pick that, and I'm like, okay, that's an interesting choice. But now I understand it, because the second I said we explode, I suddenly became that picture. So we really want to recognize that love is happening all around us. Love being the essence of self, the truth of self, the trust of self, the broadcast of self, that we're now going higher, that we're now like seeking kindness, to infinity. So again, the more we recognize that kindness is the way, we don't arrive at heaven, we don't arrive at our higher self by punishing ourselves, by beating ourselves up. So there are a lot of us that are really trying to do the right thing, but we're so entranced with that egoic element that we forgot how to bless ourselves. We forgot how to extend ourselves with kindness and mercy. So there's no way we're going to offer kindness and mercy to another if we don't understand it ourselves. So allow yourselves to be given, allow yourselves to be complete. To allow yourself to be complete is my higher self, my I Am Presence, my divine self, my Christ consciousness, and I are one now. Are one now. I may be in different sequencing of love's arrival. In other words, witnessing it, recognizing it, embracing it, allowing it, demonstrating it. But the more I understand that that's the truth of myself always, always, then it allows like a new drawing board. It allows a new sheet of discovery. In other words, it permits us to begin again, wherever we may find ourselves, and allow that generous proceeding, allow that generous grace, allow that generous demonstration to be with us always. So there's a lot of always, and there's a lot of infinity, and there's a lot of graduated presentation that is literally all around us. It's literally like all consuming. So allow yourselves to be present in this overwhelming gesture, in this overwhelming symphony, in this overwhelming grace, in this overwhelming sponsorship, because the more that we can be present, all those false charges against self or others, they actually aren't there unless we remember them, unless we commit to them. So what we're doing is we're switching our commitment. We're switching our commitment with ease to our true semblance. So imagine like you're really not interested in this peanut butter and jelly sandwich you brought for lunch, but it turns out there's a food truck and there's no charge. It's like company provided. So it's sort of like you're letting go of the old. So that peanut butter and jelly sandwich, like don't need that because look what's ahead. Look what's ahead. Look what's upon me. Look at what's already pre-established. So that pre-established is our bargaining rights. So that pre-established arrangement is our destiny. It's our true self. So allow yourselves to merge complete. Merge complete is, I don't have to go backwards. I don't have to understand anything. I just need, or I'm just being welcome to receive. So receive the light, receive your innocence, receive your total abundance, receive your truest demonstration of self. So when I'm receiving on behalf of all, I just receive energy. And to be honest, it's sort of like, I don't have a lot of memory. I don't have a lot of memory, because the less we have them memorized, the less we have the memory, the less we have memorized. And so that memorization how would I say that? Like it's our separation, or it's, oh, this can happen, that can happen. So we're going beyond into that new demonstration, to that new excitement. So again, when they say excitement, it's like the stars, all the stars in our hair, all those stars in our energy field, receiving our heavenly transmission, receiving our heavenly gesturing, receiving our heavenly allowance. And so as we do this, we lighten up. So we want to remember that everything in our experience is likened. In other words, it's residing in us. We source everything. So when we're sourcing light, when we're agreeing with light, that is the new transmission. That is the new establishment. Now that is the new field that we reside at. And so everything now receives that blissful state of true knowing. So again, we're opening up new doors, we're opening up new timelines, we're opening up new achievements, because we're agreeing, we're consenting, we're saying so, we're permitting, we're allowing, we're assisting our own love's recognition. So allow that to be taken into the heart. So we want to remember, we're moving into a heart-centered consciousness where the heart is guiding us, where the heart is our true witness, where the heart is our true master. So we're allowing all that knowing to be amplified by that heart extension. So we want to remember that that heart has magnetism and energetic presence. So when we allow that heart energy to be awakened, to be expanded, to be asserted, that's when we allow our true self to be explored. So allow that to strengthen, allow that to be achieved, allow that true knowing of sunshine to be ever stated. And so as we offer this to ourselves, we offer it to one and all, knowing that all are aspects of our one self, and everyone's invited, everyone's included. And then just notice, is anyone like not allowed in the door? Is anyone you still need to be in the corner? Is anyone, well, I need to receive your forgiveness statement first? And if anyone's being pushed out to the outskirts, allow them to travel back. It may be someone that you're still working out energies with. It may be your own self, maybe an aspect of your own self. So allow all to receive that light, that devotional claim. In all dimensions of time, beyond time, may all know their true relevance. And so it is, and so it shall be. So we are each expanding energetically.